Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. Holy cow, we're very, very late. Let's get right to the news. Happy Valentine's Day. Boy, we're all exhausted from that home run last one. I creamed you two games in a row and you had to call home. And we all got to listen to the joy that is the Hassan household.
The second game was, he was a lot closer though.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah. At least it was competitive.
A lot of the texters didn't like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's weird because we had a huge, thick pile of reaction to it.
Yeah, hostile reaction.
Most of them were like, that was great. I loved it. Really fun. Good job producing, Bryn and the AP team.
AP team.
They're apt. Get it? That's cute. It works.
I'll begin with a woman who pooped in a cop car to hide her drugs.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
I'm sorry. This Alice Report is brought to you by radio.com. It's an app. It's an app you get, and then you can listen to this show wherever you go. And I mean wherever.
Yep.
Wherever.
Yep. If you're there and your phone's there and you got radio.com,
if you fly to China in Wuhan,
don't go there. But if you do, you've got us.
You can listen to us while you search for the coronavirus.
Oh my God. It's a quest.
Happy hunting. Anyway. Radio.com. It's an app. You'll love it.
Happy hunting.
And you can listen to more shows. Jane's on there too.
Sure. Well, look, Alice is on there 24/7.
Right. That's the point.
Yeah.
So listen to us. Listen to the More Music Midday.
Yeah.
Then listen to Jane.
Then when you go to sleep, just turn it down. Don't turn off the stream.
Right.
Just turn
it
down.
Roll.
Let it roll. All night long. All night long.
Back on February 21st, 2018, a 32-year-old woman named Shannon Martin was busted for shoplifting at a grocery store in Corsicana, Texas. After she was cuffed and stuffed, as we in the trade call it.
What trade is are you in?
Reporters ding that. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you?
Journalism trade, I see.
Call me a convict?
Because you like to have a catchy turn of the phrase.
Right.
Amen.
Thank you. After she was cuffed and stuffed, she intentionally pooped in the back of the car. So she'd have
in her pants?
No.
She pulled her pants down. I guess if they're in the back, as long as they were like jeggings or something, she could pull them down. She got her shirt out of the way in time.
Pooped, and so she'd have a place to hide her crack and her crack pipe and her Valentine's Day card.
That she stole.
The cop wound up sifting through that present in the back seat and found the drugs and the card.
Oh, that's too bad.
You would really have to poop a pile to be able to hide a Valentine's Day card in it.
Well, you could ice the card, you know, frost it.
So weird that I hadn't gone there in my head.
I mean, you can't just like tuck it under a log or anything. You'd have to actually do some work to, you know.
I'm just thinking
in practical terms, like unless it's one of those mini cards. Those are cute. Those are cute little mini cards. Those little mini cards.
I hadn't thought of the log and the all of the stuff. Never mind.
It's, you had, it's weird. But you just didn't want to say
well,
it.
Well, that's weird, though, that you said it like that. But okay. Anyway. The police were able to find her crack and crack pipe and this weird Valentine's Day card, now iced with caca.
Yeah.
Shannon wound up pleading guilty to possession of a controlled substance and tampering with evidence, and she got probation last year. But her probation was revoked in September when she kept violating the agreement, and now she's been sentenced to 3 years in prison for you.
Oh.
I don't know how you get probation if you're someone that thought it was okay to poop in a car to hide your stuff. Like, I feel like...
Well, if you're all messed up...
But if you're a judge, I think you have to say, you know what? It's not about the drugs, because that we clearly understand that that's a problem. It's the mindset that you had that thought you should poop in this car and cover your stuff with that.
Right.
That makes me think you need time alone in a cell. Lots of it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this seems like mental stuff to me. Like, I don't know if cells are the best
just
place
drugs.
For
drugs.
Yeah, but, you know, that's a mental situation, too.
I guess.
I don't know. I feel kind of bad for her. Like,
she pooped in a car and thought this makes perfect sense.
I guess maybe she's just a lost cause. Like, if you're on crack and you're thinking pooping in a car is your way out of it, like, I...
It's Valentine's Day, and just so you know, all of us with partners spent between $500 and $700 a year dating before we found the one.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. They say here the average first date costs about $77.
That all?
Well, it's not here in San Francisco.
I was going to say, God, you can't even go out for dinner for two for under 100. Jesus.
Yeah, that's not an option here, but sure. Applebee's might be an option for you, depending on
what town. Let's go get the
$9.99
all-you-can-eat shrimp bar. Do they have that? I don't know what they have at Applebee's.
75% of people think it's more expensive to be in a relationship than it is to be single, though. Yeah. Duh.
Well, yeah. I mean, houses are expensive.
All the stuff.
Kids are expensive.
Then they call your radio show and...
They did not call the radio show. We called them.
Oh, right.
And it was a delight. All I could picture is a woman. I know Christina, and she's lovely. She's a tiny little thing. All I could picture her with two monkeys just climbing all over her. Like, she's like a lady who's under stuff, and she has to have the phone on speaker because she can't hold it. It just gets knocked out of her hand.
The chaos is real, dude. It's real.
Oh, it was awesome.
That was real.
Yeah, that was little Vinny Jr., Isla. Oh, boy.
By the way, Nicole goes... I had an American Doll, too. I knew what she was talking about. And I'm like, oh, for crap's sake.
Yeah, I thought it was so cute when she came out with that.
Blair, what was your doll's name?
I think I had...
Oh, you know.
Sally? There's Sally?
You look
or...
like a Sally, yeah.
Yeah, I remember she had pigtails and glasses.
Did you have pigtails and glasses?
As a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to get one that looks like you?
Yeah.
So you have
well, they have ones that look like you, and then they have, like, the American Girl Doll of the Year, sort of has a backstory. The new doll, the 2020 doll, is a surfer, by the way.
Is that just so? Does she wear a little
wetsuit? I forget her name, but I just happen to know that because we were recently in the store buying an outfit.
I see. For Blair?
For Blair.
Yeah. You better keep that thing away from Hulk, baby. She's going to destroy that thing.
Well, that is a thing.
Those are not cheap.
No, we're dealing with that right now.
Joss. Babies.
Joss is the...
Oh, Joss.
Cute. Way to go, Bryn. Oh, there. Yeah, that's her. See her? She's got a surfboard and everything.
That is friggin' hilarious. I've been thinking about making dolls.
Oh, dear Lord.
What?
You don't make enough stuff?
I was thinking, you know, wouldn't it be fun to make a doll? Make the little outfit on it and everything?
Thanks for the necklace.
Oh, that's nothing. Sure. Anytime.
I love it.
Anytime. It's not
By
a
the
necklace,
way,
it's a freaking strap. It's like a lanyard. For
Christina just wrote, sorry the kids were so loud. I'm sure that was terrible.
Write
her back and say, honey, that was
perfect.
A home run.
I'm not going to write that.
I'm going to write it.
I'm going to write, your show sucks, and I'm changing the station right now.
Christina, let me get her up here.
Don't do it now.
I'm doing it right
now.
We're
in the middle of a show.
You and the girls... were astounding. So great.
Lose our number. Did you get that in there?
No, I didn't get that in there.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
There are only two animals that like to French kiss. Humans and bonobos.
Oh, a bonobo. Is that a monkey?
It's a bonobo.
Well, what is it, though?
I believe so.
Oh.
Well, what do they call them? Primates?
Yeah. Right. Monkey is a certain thing, right?
Yeah.
Or is a monkey just a group of different kinds
of monkeys?
A bonobo
likes the tongue kissing, though. So there you go.
Nice, hot. It's good. Dogs like it, too. Dogs really like tongue kissing.
Who does?
You never had a dog try to lick your mouth?
Well, I mean,
they
that's
like
not
French
the
kissing.
Same thing
It
at
kinda
all.
Is.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
The first president to wear full-length pants was John Adams.
Oh, everybody else wore those knicker things?
George Washington only wore knee-length pants with stockings.
Do you think that was because of the mud that was around? Seems to me like you'd just be like, yeah, give me some loose and flowy all the way to the ground.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Little things with like a buckle underneath. Forget that. Knickers.
Crocs are stupid.
No, Crocs are amazing. You got that wrong. I just got actually a really cute pair of Croc sandals. It's just like the Croc bottom with these two straps. Oh, they're so great.
KFC just teamed up with Crocs to make a special line of shoes. The soles look like a KFC bucket.
Oh, let me see this.
There are pictures of fried chicken printed on the shoes.
Oh, my God. I love fried chicken.
And there's a fake drumstick attached to the top of both shoes.
And oh, I got to see this.
They're chicken scented.
I don't know if I need that. Will that wear off, you think?
They're $60, and you can get them on Crocs.com.
Oh my God. They're actually photo printed. The bottom, that's great. Oh, they're kind of high heel, too.
Some of them are really high. Well, I can't find it right now.
Like, I won't wear those, but I love Crocs. They're just so, they're exactly what shoes should be. Everyone should just get Crocs and get rid of all their other shoes. What?
That's a dumb thing to say, and you know it. That smile on your face says, I just said something dumb.
Shut up. I love Crocs. I wear them all the time. It's them great. You're out there and you can spray your feet off.
If Vaughn can stop the video at that smile she put on after she said that.
Okay.
That is the smile of someone who knows they just said something stupid.
Yeah, he went like this.
He's got it.
What's all that noise?
Over here. Take a look.
Oh, it's
at the screen.
It's cooking the
shoe. Oh, they're deep frying the shoe.
Fantastic.
She's cute. Oh, and there is. Oh, there's all different sides. Boy, that is. Some of them have an actual bucket on the bottom.
See how high that is?
I can't believe that's the whole shoe.
I'll post this at the ceremony.
That's all right. Sounds good. You know what? You should look at that. That's really. That chick's makeup is great. It's like a Harajuku thing. Harajuku. Harajuku.
What?
When you're on the train in Japan, they go for the next stop. They're like, Harajuku, Harajuku.
Okay, I was gonna do some text, but
that's a Harajuku girl.
Severely let me down.
Oh, stop it! Quit being such a baby. It was great. That was the best loss ever because we got to have that amazing phone call.
Here's a story. It's going around on Reddit right now.
I'm ready.
This guy started a GoFundMe page looking for $750,000 for his 10-year high school reunion. He was going to throw the party. He's planning it. He just needs people to contribute $750,000 for his high school class's
10-year
reunion.
How many people in the class?
He also wanted you to know that he's planning to take a 20% cut for himself, you know, for fees, for his work.
Sure, party planning. Efforts. It's a lot of work.
His classmates got a look at what he was up to, though, and said, because he posted on Facebook, and they said, how did you come up with those numbers? And he says, well, 224 hotel rooms, $80 for buffets, $100 bottle of wine, $100 hiking boots and flights and rental cars for people who live out of town, plus his 20% fee. I'm sure any professional event coordinator would get a similar fee for their efforts, compensation for their time. And
so he's willing to pay for everyone's hotel room and flights and rental cars.
If he can raise $750,000.
Then no one would have an excuse not to come, is what he's saying.
Turns out the class president and a few others had already been planning the real reunion, and this guy was just pulling a GoFundMe scam.
Mm.
He never got any donations, luckily, so no one's money has to be refunded, and this guy probably won't be welcome at the reunion.
I don't know. He's probably famous for this kind of crap.
Oh, really?
You know, you go through high school together, and it's like, go up, Bill, again.
Good old Whitey.
Yeah.
Up to it again.
Always trying to pull some kind of scam.
Good one, Whitey.
Beat the system, buddy.
Our text. Oh, look at us out of time. Well.
Yeah, we'll do all the texts. It's going to be so great right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.